Jessica Bauer Walker and Kim Hernandez lead two of the five parent groups in Buffalo Public Schools. And this has been a difficult time for both of their members. Bauer Walker's group is called the Buffalo Parent Community Health Worker Association.
We're community health workers, which means we're still working. We're working a lot. So this is not downtime for us, and we're trying to manage parenting and educating our kids and helping our community at the same time.
Hernandez is chair of the Special Education Parents Advisory Committee, or CPAC. That means she represents families with students who may have the most trouble adapting to online learning while schools are closed.
A lot of the kids need the structure in schools. They had the relationship with their aides, with their teachers, with their therapists, and now all of that has changed. So many of my families are having their own mental health challenges because they're dealing with their kids at home.
During the 2018-2019 school year, more than one in five Buffalo students was enrolled in a special education program. And with numerous studies showing that low-income and minority students are disproportionately referred for special education services, both Hernandez and Bauer Walker confirm that the families with the highest needs before the pandemic are now struggling the most.
Oh, 100%.
We have a lot of parents that we've heard from who are struggling with, you know, having food in the house, not having internet access when we're depending on it so much right now for our kids to learn, housing issues, access to healthcare. And so it's just a lot. And for our families that were the most vulnerable and needed the most help before this, this has only amplified the situation.
Despite the many challenges, both parent leaders agree with Governor Cuomo's decision to keep schools closed this year. But they also say they want parents to play a greater role in the Buffalo District's decision-making moving forward.
Hear what our issues are. Hear how you can help us. How do you know how to help me if you don't live in my shoes?
I've heard at board meetings things like, parents are saying this, or what would parents want? And I think that the district could think about how to do this bottom-up leadership a bit better.
Not all parent leaders feel the same way. Representatives from two other groups told WBFO they've been working closely and efficiently with the district. Associate Superintendent of Student Support Services, Tanja Williams, also says the district has held three virtual meetings with all of the parent groups since schools closed, plus many others with individual groups.
We have been, I believe, very responsive to the things, you know, parents I always share, that they certainly have an expertise that, you know, sometimes educators, you know, are a different lens that sometimes we don't necessarily bring to the table, and that's why we value so much, you know, what their input is.
District and parent politics aside, Superintendent Kreiner Cash has been candid about equity issues like food security and the digital divide. Speaking Friday after the governor's announcement, he also acknowledged the critical organizing work that parents are taking on.
We're asking our volunteers, our parent congress groups, we have five parent groups that are helping find out which families need to be reconnected with the district so we can take a roster, keep names, keep what the issues are related to that family, and then do outreach.
One thing all of the parent groups and district officials agree on is that the 24/7 BPS helpline at 816-7100 is the most direct resource for families in need. That's 816-7100. Meanwhile, SUNY Buffalo State's Dean of the School of Education, Dr. Wendy Patterson, also offers some perspective for parents who might be worried about their children's academic progress.
Kids are amazingly resilient, and they will also survive this.
Patterson's advice for parents and caregivers is to remember that home is not school. But there's a lot that families can do to keep students learning.
If you can continue to have them talk and write and read, that's huge. Counting things and sorting things and planting.
And as an educator of teachers, Patterson also says she hopes the extended closure might even spark a renewed respect for school. Kyle Mackey, WBFO News.